trail along the rim, his silver head against the mountain sky. And Grandma's face would open up when she saw that it was him, and she'd say, "Daddy, grab a chair, it's Mordecai." And it seemed to me he brought a country store there on his back as he laid it all before us on the ground. And I knew he'd finally reach into that ragged old backpack for the candy that he always brought around. He said, "My papa was a wandering Jew, and it's my fate to be one too. I'll roam these mountain trails until I die. Perhaps one day I'll see my home." Then he smiled and turned to go, and we all said goodbye to Mordecai. Us, I saw him at his prayers as the last light trickled through the cabin door. He stood before the little yellow candle burning there, softly speaking words I'd never heard before. And I told him how my grandma said it troubled her mind so, such a fine man wasn't washed in the blood of the Lamb. He smiled and said, "Tell Grandma if it pleases her to know that she and I both pray to the God of Abraham." He said, "My papa was a wandering Jew, and it's my fate to be one too. I'll roam these mountain trails until I die. Perhaps one day I'll see my home." Then he smiled and turned to go, and we all said goodbye to Mordecai. Been so long now since I've left that hillside far behind for a place I've never truly called my home. And more these days I see him walking in my mind through the misty mountain distance all alone. Mordecai was a wandering Jew in my own way. I am one too. I hope to make it home before I die. And if I finally find my way, I'll light a candle at his grave and say one more goodbye to Mordecai.